there, Betty. Woo, 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 floppy ears. We have a tail, not a furry tail. We got floppy ears today. You want to see Betty?
Betty.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It's about 10:49 on a Saturday. And this is our 586th episode of their show. And today, I'm talking about getting everybody in the game. Today, I'm trying to get Betty in the game here. I had Eddie the other day. Bubbles was in the game. So now it's Betty's turn. And I think Jerry was in the game the other day. So now she's in here. So we're sharing everybody. And that's the theme of today's episode, how to get everybody into the game. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. I hope you're doing well today. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so that you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, get home in a decent hour, and have some fun on the weekends and evenings or whatever, right? And go hang out with family and friends and have some fun, right? So we have fun in the office, fun at home, and we do all this so we can all grow together. Except for Betty's here just to get petted. Anyway, so topic of today. I was coaching one of my scrum masters the other day. We were talking and we were chatting about his kids getting into a baseball game and everybody getting a chance to play. I go, that's a great analogy to a lot of scrum teams that are geographically dispersed around the world and everybody has different cultures and all that. How do you get them into the game, right? What is the way? I mean, I know so many people, well, they're all quiet. No one wants to talk. So these scrum masters just talk and ask lots of questions to try to spur conversation. Is that the right way to do it? I don't know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You just got to be careful that you as a scrum master or myself as a coach aren't overtaking the conversation, right? That's the important thing because it's all about the team having that conversation. So how can we get everybody into the game? A couple techniques I use. I use team norms as a way of doing that. Where in the team norms and the agenda for like a daily scrum, where it says we list everybody's name down on the thing. And it may be a little forceful and like, hey, not everybody wants to volunteer. It's fine. They said, I'm good. I got nothing to share or I didn't get anything done. Now, however, here's a kicker. If you're a scrum master and you have people that didn't get anything done for multiple days, you need to go reach out to that person on a one-on-one and have a conversation. It says, what's going on? Because you haven't said anything got done or moved anything in the past couple of days during the daily scrum. Can I help you? Do you need help? How can I help you? That's my job, right? And that's one thing. So I have a list, right? Everybody puts their names down. If I could do my whiteboard. Do you have a whiteboard there, dog? That voice didn't draw on. I think you drew on all my whiteboards. Let's see. Let's use this one. I have a whiteboard. I have a little tiny whiteboard. That's all I need, right? So Eddie has all the pens out. All of them. So I'm not sure. So I got daily scrum agenda. Right? You have your three questions. Three questions. But you know what? There's a lot more than three questions. And I think the three questions shut people down a little bit. So you have to be nimble about these three questions, three cues plus. Right? Give them some ideas and examples of how to do it, right? So you have that. And then you have your times, your start times. Like, you know, we start time. So the Zoom call. Let's use Zoom, okay? A virtual call. The conference call. Conference call. Start. And I'm just going to do 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 a.m. EST. However, the daily scrum start, DSU, start 8 or plus 2 minutes. Plus 2 minutes. All right, that gives everybody enough time to get there. Now, the people, participants. Right? And you do Jane Jack, Muhammad. Let's see. What was I going to say? Kumar. Kumar, Ali, right? And then, so this is my dev team. So you list their names, and they go Django's first, and Jake, and Kumar, and Ali, right? So you do it in some kind of order. So you make an order. Now, I will say, if you're using like something like Jira or something like that, look at how your board is if it does it by alphabetical. Alpha. So maybe you do an alphabetical order so it matches the Jira board. It's another technique. Make sure this list matches the board and you just scroll down through the board. And then the last people that talk. Oh, I had red. Oh, I do have red. The ones that don't talk are your PO, Scrum Master, stakeholders, and your agile coach last, right? But you let them all talk first, leaders, you know, leader, it's like tech leader. Let them talk first. Establish with the tech leader to go last, okay? They should be listening to what everybody's saying anyhow, not speaking much at all. Just listen. Unless they have a question for the tech leader, they ask the question for the tech leader on how to do something. Or maybe one of the questions, who do you go ask and stuff like that. So this is a great little way of getting everyone on the team to talk, even just for a second. They get used to it after a couple of sprints. They're used to it. They get used to the talking. It takes more than one week, okay? It takes probably a month. By the end of the month, they're all talking, at least in daily scrum. So this is a great little tool for getting everyone to talk. And don't forget, you need your team norms, right? So this is one way to get everyone in the game. See, they're all in the game. So that's in the game, right? In the game. Start small. Start with something. You know, I was looking at one of our podcasts we put out. I don't know. It was our 499th episode. One of the things was start small. Start small with the daily scrum. Get them engaged in that. From there, go to the other stuff. Because this, you should be able to get everybody to do a quick little thing. Lay down, dog. There you go. She's laying down. She's making noises. Crazy dog. Good girl. You're a good dog. Anyway, so start out small. Start the daily scrum. Get them in the game. So I just love the analogy that he gave was, how do we get everyone in the game? You know what? You start out small. They'll get their confidence up. They'll want to participate more as they go. And that's just one way to get in the game. The other way is sharing something about each other. And you want to do it in retrospect or whatever. Don't your first couple retrospects as a team where you get new people, have everybody share something they like. Now, I've seen games and there's a couple really neat retros like movies, video games, cartoons, whatever. The only problem I have with that is that worldwide, everyone watches different stuff and they may not understand anything you're talking about. And that's a very big trick on that one, right? So find some ways where maybe they share their favorite food. Everybody has a favorite food, no matter what it is. That's a great one. Take a picture of your next meal. Post it up. You know, have everybody, hey, share one of your favorite moves. Even if it's going out to get pizza, right? Or maybe it's going out to dinner. You know, some places COVID's opening up, so you can go out and get something to eat and get some nice thing and share something that you had. You just got to be about the vegetarians. Might get offended if you show a big steak or something on the grill. But, hey, that's a great way of getting everybody in the game. So now let's think about it. So I'm going to close with that. So think about it. How are you going to get everyone on your team in the game? Watch out for those people that overtake the conversation and start directing everybody what to do. It's about them sharing with each other. And we'll talk about later on How do you get them to share with each other? You know, scrum masters actually leave the meeting and have them talk to each other. Many times, as a scrum master, never said a word. I just said, go for it. You know, start out with somebody. Who wants to go first? And we were in a room. They would just talk. I didn't say anything until the end unless there was something that just let them know about a release or a schedule that just remind them about when things are coming up or something like that. So that's how you get people in the game. Start small. Work your way up. Don't expect everybody that wants to go, we're all talking. As I had someone the other day. I guess they were Italian. They're from an Italian family. I think one was Italian. His wife was Puerto Rican. And something else. And they're like, well, we all talk. Not everybody talks. So you can't assume they're all like you. All right. So with that, please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Tell us how you get everybody in the team engaged and how you get everybody on the game. That'd be great. We'll share that. And we'll give you credit for it, too. Ring the little bell. And hopefully we'll work on some Philadelphia Railroad stuff later on. I got my shirt on, right? My museum. We're going to work on that soon. Hopefully this summer have some things to share. And good luck. Have a good weekend and wish you well. Take care. Happy Easter for those who are already celebrating Easter. Bye. Happy scrumming. See ya.